Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our thoughts this morning are the first part of our lesson recently read from Luke, and focusing in on the question, the pop quiz, who do others say I am? And second, who do you say I am? Today, if we would travel around and meet various people outside our own small little circle of Lutherans, and perhaps even Christians, we'll make that big of a circle. If we asked people, who is Jesus? We'd have lots of various ideas. There's one group of people that say, well, Jesus is one of many gods. He was a good man, lived a good life, and he followed the right path and became God, and then he got a world of his own that he could rule and be worshipped as God. So he is one of many gods. And if you follow his example, someday you can be God too. Of course, you have to be a man to be God, but anyway. Then there's other groups that say, well, Jesus is a son of God. And I remember a movie that had that theme. Most of you are probably too young, but Burns was it a movie called God or something like that? And there was one phrase, he says, well, was Jesus really your son? And Burns, as God, says, yes, Jesus is my son, and so is Muhammad, and Buddha, and on and on and on. So Jesus is just one of many sons of God, bearers of truth, bearers of pathways to God. You ask others, Jesus is a good teacher, a wonderful, wise teacher, skilled in philosophy and skilled in ideas about God, really skilled in moral ethics. He was a wonderful teacher. But he died, and that's the end of the story. Although his influence lives on and is good for following when it fits the situation. So Jesus is only a teacher. That's the people outside. And I suppose you'd find a few people say, Jesus never lived, he never died, he never was. Never. But we ask you today, like Jesus asked the disciples, kind of like a pop quiz in Greek, or being asked to sign at the last minute without warning in CITI. Okay. How do you sign this? Stand up in front and sign it. Okay. A quiz. Who do you say Jesus is? Peter had the right answer. He confessed that Jesus is the Christ. Those answers that came from other people who were kind of in the circle said, well, Jesus is a prophet, a teacher, Elijah. He was pretty important. Okay. But who do you say? And what do you believe? Is Jesus the person that we go to when we're sick? Oh, Jesus, I've heard that he can help me. Hey, I'm really sick, and I've been to the doctor a few times to give me medicine, and I'm not well. Maybe I should ask you. I really need your help. Is Jesus there in a time of danger? He's like the police or the guard. oh, I don't trust those guys. They look bad. They look like they might rob me, kill me, rape me, take advantage of me, do disastrous things to me and my family. Help me, Jesus. But then when everything's gone, oh, cool. Thanks. I'll call you the next time I need you. That our Jesus, a guard or a cop, a physician, or is he a companion when we're alone? I got no one to talk to. Jesus, I'm lonely. Can you find me a friend or a pet or something? I'm really sad. I feel left alone. No one to talk to. I'll talk to you. I wish you'd talk back. Who is Jesus? Is Jesus someone you run to because you've done something really bad? Oh, man. But no one knows yet. So you run to Jesus, I am in big trouble. You are not going to believe what I did. And if people find out, it could spoil my life, it could spoil my family. People would think ill of me. They would hate me. They would not like me, would not love me, would not support me, might kick me out. Please keep it a secret. Help me escape the consequences of my mistake. Who is Jesus? Well, perhaps is all the things I have said. But if that's only one of those things, it's not enough. And it really doesn't get to the point. Jesus, after Peter confessed, "You are the Christ," which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. You are the promised one, the anointed one. You are the one that God chose to set things right between God and man. You're the one we've been waiting for. We've been waiting and praying, and finally, you're it. We've seen you touch the sick, and they're well. We've seen you raise people from the dead. They live, walk, and talk. We've seen you teach like no other has taught before. You're it. You're the Christ, the Son of God. But the disciples were probably not fully aware. Because later we know they asked, well, is now the time you're going to set up the kingdom? You know, now Israel will take over the land and we'll be boss and we get rid of these foreign rulers. Is now the time? And the disciples weren't understanding the role of the Messiah. So Jesus, this is early in his ministry, chapter 9, so you know it's early in his ministry, he explains, okay, this is the plan. This is the game plan. This is what's going to happen here. The Son of Man must suffer many things. And the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law will reject the Son of Man. The Son of Man will die. They will kill him. But on the third day, the Son of Man will be raised up. God will raise, it's passive voice. Remember, you can't sign that. It's God will raise the Son of Man up. Will raise him up. The disciples saying, what? I'm sure when that means pass them quickly without understanding. I have to translate for the hearing people. Who do you say I am? Disciples don't understand it clearly. We are fortunate, or should I say blessed, because we can look back and now we say, oh, Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one promised since Genesis 3:15. The one who's going to crush the seed of the serpent, who is the seed himself, born of the virgin. Oh, you are it. You are the one that people waited for a long time and appeared. And now we know what you mean by suffering many things. People reject you, mock you, laugh at you, but blame you for all kinds of things, none of which were true. And they would desert you and deny you. Then they would crucify you, get rid of your clothes through gambling. And then they'd watch you die and think, that's it. Others would be depressed and thinking, well, we thought he was the Messiah, but we were wrong. But they were wrong because you rose up to life again. And we know that. We have the history. We have the witnesses that saw it. And he ascended to the right hand of God, and he's promised to come again. That's what we look forward to. The disciples had all these events to look forward to at the speaking of Jesus, of these words, he must suffer and die. That's already passed. We look forward to the Son of Man, the Messiah, the Christ, to come again. We know he's already suffered and died. And he explained why. It's because you and I had wrong ideas about God and man and ourselves. It's because we misunderstood life. We misunderstood God's purpose. And sometimes still forget about it. And sometimes we use God and we forget him other times. But Jesus understood that he must experience rejection. But even though in our misunderstandings and wrong actions and ideas, God does not reject you and I. He said he died. The scripture says, while we were sinners, he died for you and for me. So it's a good thing we're sinners or we'd be left out. Who is Jesus? He is our Lord and Savior. Who is there during time of danger? Who is there in time when we're lonely? He is there when we are sick. He is there when we're near death or someone dies that we love so much. He is there, and he is more. He is the right hand of God the Father, talking to him about you and me and our needs, but most important, our salvation and our spiritual needs. He is the Son of Man. He is the light of the world. He is forgiveness, life, and salvation. He is our Lord, our teacher. He is a prophet. He is our friend. He is our God. Praise be to God that we have Jesus as our God, who is compassionate, full of mercy and help and grace and peace. We can praise God that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we know who Jesus is. And we can confess with Peter in an even more fuller sense than he had confessed here, that you, Jesus, are Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, who has gone to prepare a place for us. And like Peter and those before him, we await your coming again. Amen. Now the peace of God, above understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.